MGTOW men, welcome back. I'm feeling contemplative again. I guess that's the norm. I don't really care if it's the norm or not. I like it, and it creates conviction in my heart and my mind, and that's what produces the best content in my eyes, and hopefully the most beneficial to my own mind and to yours. So is there really anything new under the sun in terms of hypergamy-inspired news stories? Not really, but thoughts and new ways of saying MGTOW thoughts are always arriving. So I want to talk about slowing down life and a song that came into my earbuds the other day when working out that I want to touch on today. We're getting back into MGTOW music. So if I'm at rest because I'm MGTOW, does that mean that I don't do? Does that mean that I don't go forward? Does that mean I don't value the future? No, I believe that what it does is it lets you be in control at the speed at which you attack the future. And it allows you to hit the gas pedal according to the energy that you have, the investment energy and interest, and the time that you have, the resources that you actually have. Because when you're not going MGTOW and you have to fight this game in the world, there's a speed that you're expected to go at, but most people don't have the fuel to go at that speed, yet they're still expected to go at that speed. But you can tailor your output according to the resources you have and the speed. And that's really the beauty of it. So being at rest is able to be it's something that you're able to have if you're able to have that. And it means confidence. And confidence that you don't have to rush. And rushing is the opposite of rest. I wouldn't say that work's the opposite of rest. Work can be rest sometimes, but rushing is rest. It is the opposite of rest. Rushing means that you are catching up. People catch up on things that they didn't have, and they want now, and they need now. People mainly rush to make up for lost time or to negate a negative outcome that will definitely come if the action that they're taking right now is not. So MGTOW is a mitigator because it gets in the way of everything. It gets in the way of all of that. MGTOW kind of messes with that whole equation. It's this other variable that's kind of floating around out there that offers itself up for the person with an impending period of rush later in their life. But the problem is, we don't accept good things often when they come in our vision, because oftentimes we need to be hit with the good thing. We just can't see it's the good thing. And that's been the case for many of us. And for me, you know, you don't actually embrace it yet. And sometimes you need to be patient with yourself. And we get men that come to MGTOW for a couple of different reasons and with a couple of different backgrounds. Some men get hit by a good thing. They literally get struck by it. Some men get hit by a bad thing. And the only option is to choose the good thing. You have negative outcomes. You have divorces, child support, alimony, legal repercussions, reputation tarnishment, foundation eradication. You're starting with new organic resources, or you're not starting at all. Some men don't even get hit by a bad thing or a good thing. Some men just feel the bad thing in the future or the good thing, and they feel led that way. And some men just see a glimpse of the bad thing or the good thing, and that's good enough for them to go their own way. So you see, all these things have led us to MGTOW and have given us reason to believe that MGTOW is the best philosophy that we have to apply to our life in 2018. So continuing with my thoughts about rest and peace I developed yesterday, I want to bring up a Rush song that came into my earbuds when I was working out. It's the song Time Stands Still. And I wanted to connect this to how MGTOW allows you to let time stand still when you want it. And it allows you to actually enjoy the present. So here are the lyrics. Love them. I turn my back to the wind to catch my breath before I start off again. Driven on without a moment to spend to pass an evening with a drink and a friend. I let my skin get too thin. I'd like to pause. No matter what I pretend, like some pilgrim who learns to transcend, learns to live as if each step was the end. Time stands still. I'm not looking back, but I want to look around me now. See more of the people and the places that surround me now. Freeze this moment a little bit longer. Make each sensation a little bit stronger. Experience slips away. I turn my face to the sun, close my eyes, let my defenses down. All those wounds that I can't get unwound. I let my past go too fast, no time to pause. If I could slow it all down, like some captain whose ship runs aground. I can wait until the tide comes around. Make each impression a little bit stronger. Freeze this motion a little bit longer. The innocence slips away. Summer's going fast, nights growing colder, children growing up, old friends going older, experience slips away. So obviously I'm not singing it there for you, but go back and listen to that. And I really like the second stanza, I believe. I let my skin get too thin. I'd like to pause, no matter what I pretend, like some pilgrim who learns to transcend. And I think that all of us are, we're trying to be pilgrims. We're trying to transcend in our own way. And the world's not trying to transcend. And we see that I have this singular goal. I have this goal that often nobody knows about. I have this life mission that nobody knows about. It may not produce anything tangible, but that's all right. I just want to transcend. And often we let our skin get too thin when we enter back into that blue pill world. The blue pill world is thin-skinned. And what are the threats to this life, the one that gets away that was mentioned here? I see these three things. Things that truly happen outside of your control. You got life form abnormalities, you got crises. These things will happen, MGTOW or not. A man is ruled by fear. This will let a man's life get away. He doesn't act out when his convictions are telling him he needs to take risks. And fear is created when a man has something, but he knows that something is not going to be permanent. Fear keeps him from going forward, but it doesn't keep time from going forward. And often it causes him to push onward without having the occasional drink with a friend. And the other one is the necessity for the life rebuild. This is dangerous. So life rebuilds force upon us toil. And this is likely the most MGTOW related thing, most directly MGTOW thing here of all these three connections to life that gets away. The one that doesn't let us have time stand still. And as King A. MGTOW states, MGTOW ensures that you're able to remove yourself from the likelihood that you're going to have a life rebuild. The biggest gain that one has is often that he never has to rebuild life. Life rebuilds make each impression that you have in the future dulled, because really you're living constantly in the impression of the pain or the rubble of the past. Thus, you got to rush. You're trying to not only get back to ground zero, to the water level, you're just trying to get there, but you're not able to really build past it. And you want to build past it, but you're not able to get to equilibrium. And someone rushes around because they can tell that there's crunch on their time and they don't believe they can get it back. And some people don't rush because of the fear of the future. Actually, many people rush because of the rubble of the past. Like I said, it's the woman that's trying to reclaim something that she gave up. She realized she had assets. She had time, and she's trying to reclaim it. In her mid-40s, going out to clubs, and you see men that are trying to do this, certain midlife crises or divorces that cause this. And many houses that we get in the future are actually built because of the remains of the rubble that linger in the minds of the hearts of the people of the past. So where are we, though? And where are we as MGTOW? Where am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? Really, those are the only questions that a MGTOW man really has to answer. You know, every day, that's really a beautiful thing to know that the questions that I'm going to be asked every day are the questions I'm asking myself. And because of that, you can really attack them. And he has to concern himself with other questions when he wants to occasionally, but he's only answering those other questions so he can get back to the questions he asks himself. And I believe that another element of the essence of the beauty of MGTOW is the fact that it's a life that allows a man to put his head down and not look at the scenery when he either doesn't want to or he needs to ignore it for the sake of his survival. But also, it allows him the ability to kick back and pull over and enjoy that same scenery that he chose not to look at. And the MGTOW life is great because it's a manageable life. Life becomes manageable. You can do so much. It's a slower life, and it's a life that doesn't get away from you. And when I mean slow, I don't mean uneventful. I mean slow as in manageable. And people say, oh, aren't you worried about old age? The MGTOW man is not worried about being old. The MGTOW worry is not of old, it's of now. Because I believe within humility is strength. And I cannot even assume those days. Because if I do, I let my ship run aground and I can't make the impressions of the moment stronger. So for me, a wife, a job that I have to look to support, the things that I look to support that I can't own, the carnal treadmill of the modern world, those are the things that speed up time. The carnal treadmill of the modern world just makes time fly past, and you regret, and it keeps the skin thin. As I believe the world entering back into the blue pill reality, the physical makes a man weak. It makes his skin very thin. And part of enjoying the present is having thick skin because it gives you confidence. And I value my time. It's a non-renewable resource. Rush told us this. MGTOW helps make sure that I'm more fuel efficient. So again, here are my ramblings on MGTOW philosophy. The thoughts racing in and out of my mind, tucked away underneath a hoodie and thought and life. And as always, if you have something like this to share with me or a testimony and you want to hit me up, sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie is the place to do it. I'm always ready to chat when I get the time. Life is very busy right now. I have put on the back burner some live streams with guys, some talks. I haven't been able to really talk with anybody. I feel bad for that, but this is a transition period in my life, and I'm trying to balance these things. So I will get to you as soon as possible. Anyway, enjoy slowing your life down tonight. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.